Breakfast with Aaron and Helen, 5 to 9 weekdays on Hope 103.2.
Just wanting to just back up a little for a moment. Yes. I asked you how you were before when I rang you. And
yeah, I'm putting on a brave face. I'm putting on a brave
face. What's wrong?
Right now. I can't. I've been crying uncontrollably this morning.
Mm. Are you serious?
No, yeah, I don't think so.
I didn't want to come to work. Okay. Except I just didn't know. I couldn't really get a doctor's certificate for this. But I Justin Bieber's had a haircut. I can't cope.
Oh!
I've had to stop following him on Twitter as well because I can't.
You can't look at the new fringe.
I'm one of the 80,000 fans that have stopped following him on Twitter because he's cut his hair.
No. Well, his forehead is just so hideous now that it's been uncovered.
Can you believe it?
Yeah.
He was on the Ellen DeGeneres show and apparently the fans were crying uncontrollably.
Oh,
like,
no.
That's the quote. Like, it's not nice for kids to cry uncontrollably, but in this case, it's pretty funny.
Look, you can only hope there was some sort of other trauma going on in their lives and they were just projecting it onto the Bieber situation. You know, they were just deferring or something.
It's unbelievable, isn't it? Who knew that a haircut could be so powerful?
I think it's safer for him, though, because he would often be checking it out in the, you know, in glass and stuff as he's walking by. And he had a few incidents where he actually walked into glass.
If you ever go on YouTube and check it out, there's a lot of footage of him walking into things because he can't see through his fringe.
Well, that's probably why he did it. It was just a hazard. It was probably like an OHS thing and his manager said, look, we've got to cut your hair otherwise.
We can't get insurance for you.
Well, I'm sure you'll get through this, Magdalena.
I'll try. Look, I'm trying. It's really, really hard, and I'm glad that I've got a lot on today, lots of distractions, lots of weather to do. Mm-hmm. So hopefully I'll get through this morning and I can just sort of sit on the couch in the afternoon and just watch reruns of Bieber film clips. Just
excellent.
To kind of, a bit of nostalgia of what it used to look like.
Yes. Mm. Put on a brave face, little soldier.
Thanks, guys.
Speak to you tomorrow. Magdalena from the Weather Channel. Doing it tough this morning.
Breakfast with Aaron and Helen, 5 to 9 weekdays on Hope 103.2.